Stock up on taco chips, dog food, and baby wipes today. Baby wipes, dog food for everybody, because tomorrow will be devoted to football, both the AFC and NFC championship games. San Diego Chargers, with most of their major stars out or limping, take on Tom Brady and the undefeated New England Patriots. Then the New York Giants, led by that other Manning, will face the Green Bay Packers at home in Green Bay, where the cold can be as legendary as their quarterback, Brett Favre. Forecast for tomorrow? High of 4 degrees at game time. Joined now by Howard Bryant. Good morning, Howard.
Scott, good morning.
Look, the San Diego Chargers have done wonderful things in the playoffs, but are they playing with half a deck when they go up against what might be the best team of all time, the New England Patriots?
Well, I don't think it would make much of a difference if they were playing with a full deck, two decks, three decks, half a deck. I think this game is, I think the Patriots are too close to it. They've had a mission all season long. They don't like the Chargers anyway. These two teams, as we like to say in cliche world, they don't like each other. So I really don't see it happening for the Chargers.
Hmm. It must be said, though, that they've surprised a lot of people so far.
Well, they surprised people. And
including last week, yeah.
Well, I am not one of those people. Sure, they weren't supposed to win that game against the Colts last week. And, yes, they did destroy my dream matchup because I did want to see the Patriots and the Colts because I'm a rivalry guy. I like to see those two teams go at it. On the other hand, let's not go overboard. The San Diego Chargers were 14-2 last year. And the coach, Norv Turner, who doesn't have a great reputation, he inherited what I like to call a Lamborghini. That is a great football team. They have a good young quarterback in Phillip Rivers. They have a great, great running back in LaDainian Tomlinson and a great tight end and a great defense. Mm-hmm. And so it's not as if this is a little engine that could. I mean, it wasn't a 1-15 team. He's got a great team. They're supposed to be here. They're just not good enough to beat the Patriots.
And, of course, let's ask about Giants against Green Bay. The emotional weight of, I must say, millions of people, including me, pulling for Brett Favre to make it back to the Super Bowl.
But we do have our storylines, don't we? I think that the great story there is it's the weather, because there's just something about those games. There are certain places in sports where it's like Denver and Mile High Stadium back in the old days with the Boston Garden with the Celtics and the Forum with the Lakers. In where the actual building, the locale, gets into the head of the opponent. Yeah. And when the weather starts to snowball and when the momentum starts to go in the other team's in the home team's direction, a lot of teams go in there thinking that they have a plan and then they just get blown out. And I have a feeling that tomorrow, if you start to see those big heavy flakes, the New York Giants might say, well, let's get them next year.
Well, now, of course, though, to be gracious to the New York Giants and Eli Manning, it's not like they're the Dallas Cowboys or from Tampa St. Pete coming up there to play. They know how to play in cold weather.
No, they know how to play in cold weather, but there's a mystique about Lambeau Field, and I believe in it because I've watched a lot of teams go up there, and they pretty much all come out with the same result. I mean, Brett Favre, in temperatures under 20 degrees, is 43-5 in his career. There's something about it that speaks to him. On the other hand, though, the New York Giants, they can win that game. That game, I have no feel for. It wouldn't surprise me if it was a blowout. It wouldn't surprise me if the Giants came back and won a close one.
Mm. So are you willing to say, Mr. Bryant, that it looks now like it's going to be a Green Bay-New England matchup in the Super Bowl?
Pat's Pack revenge for 1997, I say. Rematch of the 97 Super Bowl.
Well, I'm going to watch that. Okay, thanks very much, Howard.
Hey, we'll see you later.
Howard Bryant, senior writer for ESPN.com, ESPN the magazine, and ESPN the power bar. Thanks so much.